time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Tuesday, July 16th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One other short little story I want to get into before we have a guest on in the next segment. Lansing. It's amazing being out of session. Looking at how short the stories are, the list that I normally get from MERS News Service, Lansing State Journal, Gongware News, MLive, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press. Just amazing how little they are doing in Lansing. Now, there is certain things that they are continuing to look at, especially when it comes to the conventions. A couple of stories that they're covering. The impact of the assassination attempt on President Trump. They had a bunch of politicals together stating as the premise for their discussion, Saturday evening, a bullet came within an inch of killing former President Donald Trump as he addressed a large campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Such violence has by no means been rare in U.S. history. However, today's modern technology has allowed the world to see it in detail as it was happening. Just how close the assassin came to succeeding. Trump's ear was in fact struck by a bullet. He bled visibly at the scene. He was taken from the platform, holding his fist up in defiance against the near miss. Within hours of the shooting, pro-Trump postings proclaimed the assassination attempt, plus Trump's bravado, would surely guarantee his election in November. That, of course, remains to be seen. But an announcement was made in Fox News coverage after the convention last night. Elon Musk and other multimillionaires have pledged $45 million per month, starting this month of July, running through the August 6th primary, continuing on into November. November 5th general election. They compared this to the $450 million that Elon Musk put into the presidential election back in 2020. This, of course, is not as much money and it will be paid monthly from Elon Musk and the other multimillionaires. They're going to focus on absentee voter ballot chasing. They're going to absolutely spend it on attorneys that will be retained to file immediate election discrepancies. Maintaining election integrity is critical and important to the upcoming November 5th election, according to a statement from Elon Musk. This is a huge, huge development, people. Now with the money to hire the attorneys, they see something happening on election night. They can file an immediate injunction asking for a judge to make a decision. It's called leveling the playing field. It's that simple. That's exactly what this is going to do. We're going to turn to local politics in our area. Janet Vance, Tuscarora Township, in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is the current trustee for Tuscarora Township, Janet Vance, is on the line. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Randy. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, I want to talk to you about this upcoming primary, August 6th. The candidates that are running that will be replacing you and Bob Kramer, Jay Riedsma, there in the township board. But most importantly, some of the concerns as an outgoing trustee who's served for many years the people of Tuscarora Township. First, let's talk about the race itself, the candidates that are running. What's your perspective as being a number one trustee for the township, but most importantly, a resident of Tuscarora Township? What is some of your concerns you're looking at the upcoming election?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about the transparency issue. I don't think they're all in on the transparency that we work so hard to put out there. And they're already inferring that they're not going to put as many financials out on the line. I don't know if they're going to continue publishing the packet that the trustees get. We get our packet on Friday evening. The public gets it Friday afternoon. They get it before we see it, and it's 100% what we get.
Okay.
I'm not sure that they're up to doing this transparency stuff. And that's a very big concern for me, because we're going into a $16 million sewer project. Just not one sewer project. We have four sewer projects going on at the same time. There's going to have to be a lot of transparency to that, not just to us, but the entities that have given us grant money towards this. And I don't think they're up to the task. And I have some real, real issues about this. The financials and the bills is a big thing. We published all the bills and all the financials every month. In the past, when Sue Fisher and Bobby Blazevic were on the board, we got two numbers. We got the general fund and the taxable account balances. It was a two-second report, and that's what we got every month. I don't want to go back to that. I want to see what our tax money is paying for, all the bills, all the financials. They have hidden so much in the past because they didn't think it was appropriate to bring out to the public or even to the rest of the board. I was on the board when Sue Fisher was the clerk, and then she decided not to run, so we appointed her as a consultant to the new clerk, Dolly Rodriguez, and then after that, it was Dawn Webb. So she was being paid as a consultant. She was also their deputy clerk for a while at the same time. Well, we ended up having to pay, the taxpayers did, for two insurance audits that were ignored, a $20,000 penalty. Did they bring it to the board, said they needed help with this? No, they just ignored it and paid the penalty and didn't even tell us what the penalty was. We never saw anything. We were also getting dinged tens of thousands of dollars on tax penalties from the IRS because taxes were being reported wrong for the wages and things, and they never fixed them. They just paid them and ignored it. I'm very concerned we're going back to that kind of just, well, it looks bad, so we don't want to bring it out. We'll just pay and pretend it didn't happen. I'm very concerned about that.
Now, on that point, is Sue Fisher running on the ballot this August primary?
Yes, she's running as trustee. So she would be, if she was elected, she'd be filling one of the trustee spots, which that would have been mine. She doesn't understand what even a balanced budget is. You know, a balanced budget, everybody knows in their household, is you don't exceed expenditures from the amount of revenue you have, right? You don't include your savings account. You just go with the revenue that you have. That's your balanced budget. She says that it's revenue plus fund balance. Well, that's a way to hike up your budget and spend more without having to come back to the board to get approval.
Because of the money they have in the bank account, in the reserve, the rainy day fund, whatever you want to refer to it, she's basically incorporating that into the potential income revenue as part of the budget. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and those are just tricks to keep the budget high, and then they pretend, well, we spent less than what the budget. Well, they overspent in the first place.
Sure. It's technically an accounting trick is what it is.
It is. It is. And the layperson doesn't understand that. But we understand what our checkbook is every month. You don't expect, you know, and you put this aside, you try not to even spend that. You don't include that in your expenditures. We have, you know, CIP, capital improvement projects that we will self-fund as necessary. And that's over and above the budgets. You know, years ago, and it wasn't that long ago, before Bob Cramer become the supervisor, right? Mike Ridley had produced a budget that was going to give 53% of our general fund money to parks. We cut it down to 28%, and they didn't even spend all of that. And that's because of a CIP.
Sure.
And it's called accountability and responsibility.
Well, the main point is this. Because of the transformation that you guys have basically put the township through, and unfortunately for health reasons and frankly, my opinion, dealing with the insanity of the public comments and these people losing their power, their control, attacking you guys almost relentlessly at every public meeting, that wears on you to the point like, you know what? I've had it. I don't need this kind of abuse in my life. You know, you got responsibilities of taking care of your elderly mother. Bob and Jay have health reasons. You know, it gets to a point when you say, fine, we're going to give it to you. You guys run it. Let's see how well you do. My question is this, and I asked Bob Cramer this when he was on the show a couple weeks ago. Do you see any of these projects, any of these efforts, you guys striving to follow the guidelines to be a township of excellence, to do certain things a certain way so that you can get more grant money, you can get more ability to get low interest rate loans to improve the community. Do you see any of this hard work and projects that you guys have lined up being in jeopardy because of these people's inexperience and lack of transparency going back to the old days of how they ran things, you know, previously under Mike Ridley and others? Do you see any of this being in jeopardy, Janet?
I do, and that's why I'm talking to you today and hoping that people will listen. The only way to prevent this is the people to stand up and pay attention. Pay attention. Hold their feet to the fire. People held our feet to the fire, and that's fine. I appreciate that. And we need to not get complacent about this because, you know, you get the government you deserve. So if you go and you're complacent about it, or you just say, well, that's how things are done in small towns. No, it's not. You know, cronyism, we worked very hard to get rid of cronyism. I don't want to go back to it's not what you know, it's who you know type of thing.
Sure.
And we tried very hard to make sure that every constituent, every taxpayer, whether they lived here or not, got the attention that they deserved for their issue. And we tried to keep politics out of it. We just, it's, and I'm just very afraid we're going back to that because I know the kind of people that are associating themselves with this group and past history with this particular small group that think they're elitists, that think they're out of power and they need to come back into power. It's like they're buying the election with the dark money that Bob Cramer was talking about. And I'm very concerned who the puppet masters are. Who are they going to owe after this? Because evidently they're getting money from a Southeast Michigan First 501c4. And
right.
It's a Democratic type of organization. Why are they getting money from a Democrat organization when they're running as Republicans? I want to know that. And every one of them are running on the Republican ballot. Everyone.
Now, let me ask you this, Janet. You are, of course, registered voter in Tuscarora Township. You have the ballot. Who do you personally plan on voting for?
First and foremost, I'm voting for Janice Delahaye for treasurer. She is relentless in trying to solve a lot of these problems. And yeah, there's still some problems. You know, when she went into office, the former treasurer wiped her computer. So Janice started with zero, zero. And so she's worked really, really hard to try to come up to speed and also, you know, resolve some of the issues. And there's still some issues that need to be resolved. But we're going into this $16 million sewer projects, four of them, each with different funding. You know, that's going to be a financial nightmare for someone just coming off the streets and say, hey, I know how to balance a checkbook. Oh, I used to teach accounting or whatever. I can do this job. Yeah, right. You know, just it takes a while to go from a private company or non-government, I should say, into a government because there's different programs, there's different requirements, there's different contracts.
Protocols, that you have to, the way you have to follow it, the contracts, all of it.
Yes.
Okay, so you're voting for Janice Dillahay to stay on as treasurer. Who are you voting for trustee?
Tyler Gorrell. He is a very smart young man, and I am very impressed with his ability to look at a problem and come up with a solution. And he's a small business owner in the area. He grew up in the area. He's on our DDA right now. He contributes a lot to the DDA. I'd like to see him use his energy in a bigger format. And he is the new blood. You know, he's about 30 years old, a father of two. And this is the person that is going to end up being part of this government in this township in a generation coming. We need to train these people now to understand what the issues are, how to solve them, how to write grants, how to be project managers, how to do all that. And that's another issue. They've not said not one word of who on this slate of the squad, we call them, is actually going to be a project manager for these sewers. Are they going to be transparent with the people like Bob and I have been on the committee and having at least monthly, sometimes more than monthly meetings to explain to the public what is going on here and what to expect and where we're at with the project? Are they going to continue with that communication with the people? Or are they just going to say, well, heck with it. The shovels are in the ground. Let's keep moving.
Right.
You know?
Now, the next question, there is another candidate, I believe, running for trustee. Have you guys looked at this person? Who is it that you'll be voting for the other trustee?
I will not endorse John Hutchinson, but I will vote for him. I don't know that much about him, but I do not want Sue Fisher back on this board. I think she was a nightmare.
Very good. So Hutchinson, Gorrell, and Dillahay, those are the three votes you're casting.
Those are the votes I'm casting, yes.
Okay, very good. Last question. I got a text message in.
Yeah.
Do you see their inexperience contributing to the failure of the sewer projects? He's very concerned. The money's coming in. There's certain reports that have to be filed. You have to maintain accurate records. Do you see that they could actually end up defaulting on the funding of the sewer projects?
It's possible, but not probable, because we're going to hold their feet to the fire on this one. We know who to call and when to call and what to look for. And just because we're not in office doesn't mean we don't know their phone numbers anymore. So we're going to keep an eye on this. We worked too hard to get where we're at. This was a citizen-driven project right from the start. And we owe it to the citizens. They need the sewer project. They want it. They're willing to pay for it. We worked our butts off to try to get it to them at a reasonable cost, which was remarkable in itself. It was a miracle. And so, therefore, we're going to make sure this goes through one way or another, because we're going to keep their feet to the fire on this one.
Even though you're not serving as an elected official, you're going to stay engaged and be monitoring and watching everything they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, very good. All right, Janet. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Again, she's voting for Janice Dillahay to stay on as treasurer, Gorrell for trustee, and Hutchinson is who she's voting for. Thank you, Janet. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Randy. Have a good day.
You too. Bottom of the Hour News of Hour Number 3. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. Religious groups have filed a lawsuit in federal court challenging Michigan's ban on conversion therapy, alleging a law signed last year by Governor Gretchen Whitmer violates free speech. A complaint filed Friday in U.S. District Court states the law violates the free speech rights of counselors based on its content and viewpoint and cannot satisfy strict scrutiny in the state. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of the Catholic Charities of Jackson, Lenawee, and Hillsdale.